Well, I did zero preparation. Well, I did a little bit of preparation.
An hour to 40 minutes of preparation.
That's more than enough. But I will leave everyone with this last track. It's awesome. I'm not going to tell you guys what it is, but
they'll know.
Oh, fully.
If they're older than 16, they'll know.
Yeah, if you guys are older than... Yes, I'm older than 16. Yeah. So, anyway, I hope everyone enjoys it, and everyone have a good time doing whatever you do. I'm super tired. I'm going to go to sleep tonight. Now. Anyway, this is this track. I've made no sense. I will yell at you guys, talk to you guys next week. Woo!
Hello, and welcome to The Rib on CITR 101.9 FM. I am just trying to fiddle with headphones. That song that I just played was actually one of my favorite bands. It's by Cub, who are from Vancouver, actually. It's they're great. They are so adorable. All, like, the best three-chord rock ever. And this is from their album Betty Cola, which came out, I think... Well, it came out in the 90s, you know. This is a reissue of it, so, yeah. And, I found this album in my dad's record collection when I was younger, and I love it. I think that song was one of the first songs I ever learned how to play on the guitar. Yeah. So, Blast from the Past. You know why I thought of this? Okay, let me just go grab it one second. Because, you know, you can see what I'm grabbing. Anyway, I just need it to look at it. Okay, here we have the CITR Pop Alliance compilation, the second volume, which came out, you know, really recently, and a lot of our Fund Drive donors got one. They donated above a certain amount, whatever, and the artwork on it is this totem. And the pictures from the Cub album, Betty Cola, they're sort of like Archie comic style pictures. They're in this picture of the totem pole. You have to sort of see it to understand what I'm talking about. But I was like, why is the... And they're not even on the Pop Alliance compilation, and I was confused. But then I also remembered that it was, like, one of my favorite albums, and I went and grabbed it. And, that's a picnic.
Okay, I guess I'll let you know what my feature is, because I'm probably going to play something from them now. Like last week, I'm really just milking this this Music Actuelle stuff. It's coming out. Here's another one. And you can probably check it out online, too, at actuellecd.com. It's from Quebec, and it's a bunch of songs, a couple instrumental pieces, all pieces written by Isaiah Tecarelli. It's called Brevet d'Épuisement. And there's a couple people singing, there's a couple bass clarinets, bass de voix. Oh, there's a viola da gamba, which is like an old, very old school cello. It's like sort of the precursor to the modern cello, I guess. I could be wrong on that one. And the composer is also the percussionist in it. And then Marie Duchesne does texts for this. So why don't I get you started with maybe the seventh track, which is Intermède. It's like an intermission track, but I think it sort of is a good mood setter. So we'll start with that.
Jesus, yeah, jazz, yes, jazz, Jesus, yeah, sus, g, yeah,
Ja!
Jazz. Jesus.
Ja!
Ja! Ja! Ja!
Ja!
Jazz.
Ja!
Jazz.
Ja!
Jesus.
Ja!
Jazz.
Ja!
Jesus.
Jazz.
Ja!
Jazz.
Ja!
Jesus.
Jazz.
Ja!
Jesus.
Jesus.
Ja!
Jesus.
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 Ja!
Jesus.
Ja!
Jesus.
Jesus.
Ja!
Jesus.
Jesus.
Ja!
Jesus.
Jesus.
Ja!
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 Yes.
Yes.
Jesus.
Jesus.
Yes.
Ja!
Jesus.
Yes.
Jesus.
Ja!
Jesus.
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 Ja!
Ja!
Jesus.
Yes.
Jesus.
Yeah. So that was from the Concrete Poetry album released out of the Amsterdam Stedelijk. Oh gosh, museum. It's released in 1970, and this is some Concrete Poetry by Ernst Jandy. And I think there is something on him. It was, I think it was written in the early 60s, and I just thought it was hilarious. Most of you probably thought it was really annoying. So now I'm going to play one more track from my feature, just to, you know, get it warmed up a little. And then I'm going to play some Deerhoof, actually, a couple tracks, but I will introduce them more thoroughly after this. This is the second track from the album by Isaiah Teccarelli, and it's called Ne suis pas encore. And this is more of the vocal side of his writing on this album. Enjoy. Short and sweet. I'm going to play two tracks from Deerhoof's new album, which is called Deerhoof versus Evil. Oh my gosh, is that my phone? Doesn't everybody know that I'm here doing my show at 4 p.m. on Monday? It's probably my mother. Ha! So I'm going to play two tracks from this album. I haven't actually heard the album yet. Actually, I haven't heard the two tracks I'm going to play yet. I just looked at the words and the liner notes and picked two. If you were listening earlier, Alex was saying how he's unprepared. I was also less prepared than normal today. But that's okay. They're probably going to be amazing. I'm going to play the seventh track, which is instrumental. It's called Must Fight Current, followed by the second track, which I will dedicate to the beloved John Kostelic, and it's called Behold a Marvel in the Darkness. So here we go with Deerhoof. Thank you. Hi. So, I made a mistake, and what I thought was an instrumental album was actually not the track that I played, but it was still okay, and I still don't know what I think. I think I would have to hear that whole album before I would know whether or not it was any good. And I'm going to play another track for you. This one is actually by my feature again. It's his second solo on the album, so this is all percussion and other things like that. And yeah, this is Isaiah Zaccarelli. Ready. Welcome back to The Rib on CITR 101.9 FM. Right now, I have Benton Rourke in the studio here, who's going to let you guys know a little bit about Sonic Boom Festival, which is coming up in a couple weekends, and it's going to be great, and I've mentioned it before, so it shouldn't be new. I feel like a teacher. Anyway, hi, Benton.
Hello.
And what would you like to tell us about this festival? I think a lot of people don't actually know about it. I was talking to some music students on the bus today. Uh-huh. And I was like,
"Well, the press is getting out there, but you know, it's going to be sort of a mad push now." It's true that the word didn't get out until about a week or two ago. So,
yeah.
You know, at least by all the infinite channels that there are. So,
yeah.
But it's going down. So, you know, get the word out because it's going to be really, really good this year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you have Schaefer in residence there.
Yes.
So, but what's the program like? It's not any of his music.
One of his pieces is going to be on the opening night.
Okay.
And otherwise, he's a composer in residence, which basically just means that he's going to be leading the master class. It's on Sunday morning.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, we're programming a longer work of his, one of his string quartets, for mm-hmm. Thursday night. And then there's some other events and during the week leading up to Sonic Boom that he's involved with, such as here at UBC, the Contemporary Players are playing some works of his.
Yeah.
And there's an open rehearsal with that. And there's a score reading session downtown at SFU, which is on the Tuesday night, the 22nd. So, and that's when he's going to be there talking about some of his music and some other music. So.
Cool. Are these all free events? The masterclass and the score reading?
Yes, those are.
Mm-hmm. And which is the one at EBC again?
It's a contemporary players concert, and that is on Friday with a rehearsal on the Monday. So Friday the 26th. No, 25th. Yes.
Right. Okay, cool. Cool. And is he basically, is it like a masterclass? Is he...
The there's an open rehearsal, and
okay, I
see. And I'm blinking on the exact time of it, but it's on our website. So
yeah. What is your website?
VancouverProMusica.ca.
Okay, yeah. Cool. And how? Okay, so the festival runs Thursday to Sunday.
Uh huh.
When are the show times? How much are tickets? What are each night? Is each night like fairly different, or?
Yeah, very different. Thursday through Sunday, that's the 24th through the 27th, and every night's at 7:30, and there are two price points. Let's see, $15 for students and artists, and $25 is a normal ticket, and it's at the Western Front, which is on East 8th, just about a block east of Kingsway,
mm-hmm.
And so each night's about around 2 hours worth of music. New music, pretty much almost all premieres. Yeah,
isn't it?
Well, except for Schaefer's, and but that's what's great about Sonic Boom, you know.
Yeah, and I think is Standing Wave doing something with Sonic Boom?
Yeah, Friday night Standing Wave, the 26th, 25th, and on Saturday night, New BC is going to play the greater portion of the concert, but then there's a few sort of random pieces scattered in there. Because that's really the spirit of Sonic Boom, is just kind of an anything goes festival. So
yeah,
it's
local.
Local.
That's the big part of it that I like.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
That's what we like. That's what we try to... It's part of who we are.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Very cool. And then the Sunday is also at night.
Yeah, that's all piano works. Well, piano or disc clavier, which is the, which is basically a piano that can talk to computers. So,
right, and does the Western Front have their own?
Yes, they do. Yeah.
So it looks like a grand piano, but it has like a little computer chip in it.
Which is a MIDI interface, basically, MIDI. Yeah.
Okay, and then, so is it basically like a player piano? Does it play itself?
It can do that.
Gosh.
And it can... also, I believe and hope, because my piece that I have calls for this, actually communicate MIDI data to a computer as well, if you're performing.
Oh. Oh, okay, I see.
So it can be used as a controller with the same sort of sensitivity. You can. It has a non-sounding setting, so it feels like a piano, it plays like a piano, but all of its information is going to a computer, so it
and it won't sound. How does the inside of that work?
I haven't looked in it, but
Maybe no one can look in it. Maybe it's like no, you cannot. You cannot.
And you have
look.
To know like incantation, you know, that it opens up and shows you. It.
Oh my gosh!
Yeah.
Cool. Well, that's Sonic Boom, and it sounds like it's going to be fun.
Yeah, it's going to be a big crazy time. So come on down.
Yeah, I from the past couple of years that I've been, I really like it because it's such an intimate show. And then after, you know, you're like, hey, you wrote that piece that I just saw, and, like, I can talk to you about it, and that's, yeah. I really like that about those shows.
And they're very social events. You got, chances are you're going to see a piece of someone you know.
Yeah.
You're going to see some music that you love, some music that, you know, you might want to discuss in more of a critical fashion.
Yeah.
So it's a wide spectrum.
Are there festival passes for the
Yeah, totally. Whole thing? Those are $60.
Okay, for all four nights.
Yeah.
Okay, great. Yeah, I don't really have any other questions, but I encourage all of you listeners to go. It's probably one of the best festivals, you know. I think it's the biggest one in the spring.
It's the biggest one. It's one of the longest running. It's like been going on since the 80s.
Oh, wow.
And it's been pretty consistent and growing every year. Before I forget, one other thing that has been going on for the last couple of years that we're having this year too is a lecture on Saturday afternoon, which is also open, and it's at 3:00 at the Western Front.
Is it the Saturday of Sonic Boom?
Yes, so Saturday the 26th.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And these lectures are, they usually have to do with the music technology, and this one is going to feature one of the profs over at UVic, Andrew Schloss, and he's going to be talking about robotics and music. So.
Oh, cool. Yeah. Free lecture.
Yes.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah. The Western Front is so good to new music.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. It has a real, yes, it's very progressive, but it has a real down-home kind of feel to it. You know?
Yeah. So. Yeah, exactly. Cool. I was lucky enough to table there last year for CITR.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that was fun.
Uh-huh.
Free show. But, yeah, you guys should all definitely go check these out at least one night. Can you see the program online or anything just to get an idea of who's playing what night if you're trying to plan to see it at least one show, for example?
The program that has a specific listing of the pieces is not posted, but you can see what ensembles are playing every night.
Yeah.
On our website, on the homepage there.
Yeah, okay, cool.
So, but yeah, you know, it's kind of a grab bag, so.
Yeah, and tickets at the door.
Yeah, tickets at the door.
Tickets at the door. Okay, great. Well, thanks, Benton, for coming in to
thanks
talk about this. It's so
me
good to have help promoting stuff.
Yes, thank
and,
you.
And I really, no, for me, because oh. I love... That's sort of my
You're
mission,
like,
too.
It's so good that we do.
It's so good that I'm here. I'm awesome. yeah, so you listeners should all go check that out. I guess now I'm going to be playing some more tunes. But I have a couple announcements first, and then we'll get back to it. Okay.
Become a friend of CITR and receive great discounts at businesses around Vancouver.
Cool.
Yeah, it's you're right. It's
your friends of CITR card will net you discounts downtown at 212 Productions, Beat Street Records, Blim, Dream Apparel, The Fall Tattooing, Heart and Soul Clothing Incorporated, Hits Boutique, Pacific Cinema Tech, Scratch Records, True Value Vintage, Vinyl Records, and Zoo Shop.
It pays to be a friend of CITR. To find out more, come visit us in room 233 of the sub on UBC campus, or visit us online at citr.ca.
Right here on News 101.
Right here on News 101.
Right here on News 101.
What motivated you to become a candidate in the provincial election?
The media portrayal of last week's protest that resulted in polarizing images of black-clad activists taken to the streets.
He was just explaining to us the reason why they wanted to show this film on campus.
The official stance is that we are for the Olympics.
News 101 reporter Brad Pepping was there.
By discriminating against homeless people in Vancouver, there's a disproportionate impact on Aboriginal people as well as people with disabilities.
I was pretty outraged. I mean, it is outrageous.
In-depth coverage from an alternative perspective. News 101 is Vancouver's only live, volunteer-produced student and community newscast, bringing you local, national, and international news from an alternative perspective. Tune in Mondays and Fridays at 5 p.m. right here on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. Live streaming and podcasts are available online at citr.ca.
Okay, so speaking of concerts, coming up on this Saturday, the Residents are playing, I think, at the Rickshaw, and tickets are like $20-something dollars. And the Residents are also one of my favorite bands. They are so creepy and cool and fun. I gave away some tickets on my show, and like so many people called at the same time. It was awesome. And apparently they do a really good show and are just as theatrical as they used to be and have been known to be, and they're gonna prove that they can still you know, rock. So I'm gonna play a couple tracks from their commercial album called The Commercial Album. It's not their commercial album, actually. The first two. The first one's Easter Woman, the second one's Perfect Love. And they are all a minute and 6 seconds long, or 9 seconds on this counter. And that was the whole idea, was that they were just long enough to fit on a commercial on TV. So here we go. But of course, if I don't put the CD in, it won't play. That's why it was not 1:06 long. But what else can I say about the residents? We played Sardines one day in our house, listening to the residents, which was like the ultimately creepy album to play Sardines to. And I don't know if anyone has ever played Sardines, but the whole idea is that one person is it and they go hide, and then everyone has to find them. And once you find them, you hide with them. So after a little while, there's only one person, you know, walking around being like, where is everybody? And it's a creepy game if you play it, especially at night in a big house and people are outside and inside. So yeah, you get the idea. Anyway, here's the residents. Okay, a couple more tracks coming at you. This one is by the band Rollaway, and Benton Rourke, who I was just talking to, who is still here.
Hi.
This is his band, and this is their newest album. And the album's called The Return of the Lonesome Coyote, Patchwork Pulpit, and Sundry Other Tales from the Rainbow's End. And I'm going to play the fourth track, which is Paper Hat Love Boat. And following that, I'm going to play a track by a good friend of mine who sent this thing to me over lovely email. And I'll talk a little bit more about that after I play it. But first, here's Roll Away.
Lion lay in shame, we hid our
scars in her skin and joined up the dots, tracing new places with old myths from far off, with fine quills from China and India. When the storm broke in spirals and gutters and sinks down the drain, when the story that we wrote down with our paper hat love pole. Still breathing, but I feel it pulling me down. And all that I'm asking for is a miniature casket to keep me afloat until somebody saves me. Or to bury my heart in the bottom of the sea and the red mark of life, red, saving the day. Come April, babe, we be sailing away. If the rain shadow favors the North Pole, we'll be right back.
right, everybody, welcome back to the Rib. We were just listening to Rudolph, local group, and their track 40 Thieves, which is a little bit different from what I'm used to hearing from them, and it was super interesting. I really like that one. I hope that they... Actually, they are playing a show. They are playing a show at the Backstage Lounge on May 3rd. So, yeah. Stay tuned for that. It should be good. But I just want to say thanks again for coming in. And if you were listening earlier, we were talking about Sonic Boom.
Yeah, Festival. So thanks for having us and having me. And thanks for the present Sonic Boom, March 24th through the 27th once more. And I think that'll be my cue.
Yeah, and listen to Roll Away.
All
as
right.
Well.
I'll take that too. Thanks, Robin.
All right. Thanks for coming
You're
coming
welcome.
In.
Thank you.
Oh
Bye
my
everybody.
Gosh. Monday. Let's see. The next thing I'm going to do is play a couple announcements for you. I want to let you know what else is coming up on air today. After me, there's News 101 at 5 o'clock, and then Sore Throats Redux at 6, Sore Throats Clapping Hands at 6:30. Exploding Head Movies at 7:30 with Gary, and The Jazz Show with Gavin Walker at 9, Canada Post Rock with John at midnight. And I'm going to play one last track from my feature. This is another solo. You could hear some really awesome bowed percussion in the last one. And this one is solo number 3. It's a 9th track from the album by Isaiah Zaccarelli, and this is out on Music Actuelle's label out of Montreal. You should definitely check out their website if you want more information. It's actuellecd.com. But I'm probably going to be signing out now, seeing as there's only a few minutes left in the show, and this is a little bit longer track. I'd like to thank again Benton Rourke for coming in to talk about Sonic Boom. It's always nice to have the good official word on that, and that should be a really good show. What else? There was something else I wanted to tell you, and it's missing. It's just gone from my head. Sort of been happening a lot lately, but that's okay. So after these announcements, we'll have one more track by Isaiah Zaccarelli, and then news. So see you guys next week on The Rib. Again, this is Robin, your host. Thanks for tuning in. Goodbye.
Computers, computers, computers.
Computers from the UBC bookstore are cheaper thanks to their student pricing.
This is the innovative solution to your computation necessities,
including Apple products.
Imagine the savings.
Get yours before you graduate from UBC.
When you graduate, you will no longer be able to take advantage of student pricing.
Visit them today at the corner of East Mall and University Boulevard on UBC campus.
Spend the money you save on yourself. You deserve it.
Go online and search UBC Bookstore on Facebook and Twitter.
septembre. Fair.